A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. After their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported what the chief priests and elders had told them. When they heard it, they raised their voices to God with one accord and said, "Sovereign Lord, maker of heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, you said by the Holy Spirit, through the mouth of our father David, your servant, why did the Gentiles rage and the peoples entertain folly? The kings of the earth took their stand and the princes gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed. Indeed, they gathered in this city against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed. Herod and Pontius Pilate, together with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, to do what your hand and your will had long ago planned to take place. And now, Lord, take note of their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with all boldness, as you stretch forth your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are done through the name of your holy servant Jesus." And as they prayed, the place where they were gathered shook, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. The word of the Lord. Blessed are all who take refuge in the Lord. Why do the nations rage and the peoples utter folly? The kings of the earth rise up and the princes conspire together against the Lord and against his anointed. Let us break their fetters and cast their bonds from us. Blessed are all who take refuge in the Lord. He who is throned in heaven laughs. The Lord derides them. Then in anger he speaks to them. He terrifies them in his wrath. I myself have set up my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. Blessed are those who take refuge in the Lord. The Lord said to me, "You are my son. This day I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for an inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall rule them with an iron rod. You shall shatter them like an earthen dish." Blessed are all who take refuge in the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. There was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He came to Jesus at night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these things that you are doing unless God is with him." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man once grown old be born again? Surely he cannot re-enter his mother's womb and be born again, can he?" Jesus answered, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born of flesh is flesh, what is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I told you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. And so we see Jesus with Nicodemus and says, you know, to be born again means you need to be born of water and the Spirit, which of course we've taken for baptism throughout these 2,000 years. But he talks about the power of the Spirit, and that is what the first reading is about. You know, it's by the power of the Spirit. The Spirit shook when it came upon them. They spoke boldly. Great signs and healings took place in their midst. And again, I think that we don't see this much nowadays because people just don't surrender their daily lives to the Holy Spirit. They try to live Christian lives and they fall and they go to confession and "I'm just a weak person and I'm just a sinner and oh, we know it, we know it, we hear it, we hear it." So nice. God has given you and has given me his Holy Spirit. And if we surrender to his Spirit, the place will shake. If we surrender to the Spirit, the same thing that happened to the early apostles and the same things they did, we will do. When we stop focusing on ourselves, on our weakness, and we focus on God and his power within us. God has given you and me a great gift, his Holy Spirit. Let's get out of the way and let him live his life through us. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand in